Next up, 189, Parks and Recreation.
Authorize Portland Parks and Recreation to transfer $60,000 and the Bureau of Environmental Services to transfer $260,000 to the Peninsula Drainage District Number 1 for operational and capital expenses in fiscal year 2019-20.
Colleagues, as we all know, the North Portland area is protected from the Columbia River flooding by a series of levees. Peninsula Drainage District Number 1, or PEN 1, is the westernmost of four drainage districts located in Multnomah County. The four separate districts are expected to be replaced in the next several years by a new single urban flood safety and water quality district that will use a different funding model. But in the meanwhile, PEN 1 has a funding gap resulting from property tax compression caused by what I will describe as Oregon's unique property tax system. This ordinance authorizes two one-time contributions. First, Parks will fund $60,000 of general operating support because Parks is also the largest landowner in PEN 1 at 77% of the district's total area. Second, BES, the Bureau of Environmental Services, will fund $260,000 of capital maintenance to aid in executing an existing intergovernmental agreement to manage stormwater in the district. This additional funding will directly benefit our stormwater management system. And we know that relevant budget directors and, of course, the City Budget Office are all working to identify a path forward to support PEN 1 until the new district is ultimately formed. I'll now turn it over to Claudio Campuzano, who's our finance manager at Parks, and Jonas Beery, who's the business operations manager at the Bureau of Environmental Services. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here, and thank you for your patience. And I hope you're learning a lot today on other subjects.
Absolutely. Good morning. Claudio Campuzano, Finance Property Technology Manager for Parks. I think the mayor summarized the nature of the ordinance well. To address the request from Peninsula One Drainage District in the fall, the directors from Portland Parks and Recreation, Environmental Services, the City Budget, and the Chief Administrative Officer, we all met with representatives from PEN 1 and identified some resources to tide them through this current fiscal year, and this action would authorize those transfers of budgeted one-time resources. I do just want to note that this, while this action addresses the current near-term issues for this fiscal year, the solvency challenge will continue in PEN 1. And to that end, the district has made a request through the special appropriations process for fiscal year 2021. And so I believe you'll be addressing that longer-term need over the next couple of weeks. But as I said, this action merely authorizes the entering into the agreement for the current fiscal year funding that was identified in the fall bump. So at this point, happy to take any questions.
Nothing.
Very good. Do we have any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have. Sorry, thanks, two people signed up, Maggie and Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Good morning again, Commissioner Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, for the record, and I want to thank you for that pretty clarifying explanation of PEN 1. I didn't have time to look at the different resources of the city, but when we're in this situation where the other local governments that we sometimes IGA with, Metro Regional Government, is looking to give us maybe $300 million of annually renewable aid to homelessness, and then in this fall, billions of dollars of transportation spending, I hope that the city and the Legislative Affairs Office will make it easier to find more information on the potential resolutions for changing this drainage district situation for PEN 1. That whole area, while it's within the city limits of Portland, is really part of regional safety and stability. So I think, you know, the Legislative Affairs Office needs to be looking at how, you know, even though we hate state preemption, what kind of structures do the public need to be engaging with all of our elected officials about, so that PEN 1 and these other districts can be put into something that doesn't take away from our Parks Department? It's really sad to see even $60,000 leave a Parks Bureau that had to lay people off and close community pools. So I look forward to engaging with all of us constituents about a fix. We didn't hear about a specific amount that's already been requested. I think it was Director Claudio mentioned that they're preparing for next year, but I didn't hear whether it was going to be a similar amount or a bigger chunk of pie that might go out of parks and other bureaus. But thanks for making this clear and doing what we're obligated to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Okay, Maggie Portland, Homeless Town Hall. And normally I would agree with Charles about the Parks Department not getting money taken away. But frankly, if they would just stop their Jim Crow behavior around the bathrooms and the homeless, I mean, taxpayers pay for the parks. Homeless people should be able to use the bathroom. So deal with that situation and then stop taking money from the parks. As far as like drainage systems, I would guess I would want to say to people to be really concerned about pesticides and chemicals, and you know, if people are peeing and pooping on the streets, well, guess what? That's all going down the storage drain. So there you go.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Any further discussion? Very good. Carla, please call the roll. It's an emergency item.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Hardesty.
I want to remind folks that the city council in its wisdom actually set aside this money in the fall bump for this, so it's not like we're taking it out of parks operating budget. So just want to make sure that's on the record. I vote aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you for your good work on this.